Life is slowly returning to normal in Colorado. People can get their hair cut and restaurants are now reopening. But in-person visits to long-term and residential care facilities are still not allowed under the Safer at Home order. But as KUNC's Stephanie Daniel reports, a new app is helping families check in virtually to make sure their loved ones are getting the proper care they need.
Nancy Miller misses going on walks with her older sister, Diane. She's 82 and has Alzheimer's disease and dementia.
I went a lot to visit her on days when the weather was warm enough this winter for us to go outside and go for walks. My sister loves to walk.
Diane lives in the memory care unit at the Lodge at Grand Junction. Miller has not visited her in almost 3 months because of the state's coronavirus restrictions. They do talk a couple times a week via FaceTime.
It means so much to me to be able to talk to her and see her face. And even though she has dementia, she is still there and she's still my sister, and we tell each other we love each other.
But Miller is using another way to stay connected.
Serenity Engage is a HIPAA-compliant mobile messaging platform for senior care facilities to communicate with family members.
Catherine Wells is the CEO of Serenity Engage. The Denver-based startup is working with facilities in Colorado, New Jersey, and Georgia. She created the company after her own experience with her parents who were in long-term care communities.
I felt like as a family member, I went into a black hole. And I had no idea what was happening unless I was physically there.
The messaging app is a little over a year old. It allows a provider, like the facility staff or a doctor, to quickly and easily exchange updates, photos, and non-emergency information with family members.
Like Nancy, when you have someone in care who has dementia, you can't really trust their self-report.
The app not only strengthens the relationship between staff and families, but Wells says it also allows loved ones, like Nancy Miller, to be a part of her sister's care team.
I can send messages asking questions about how she's doing, or for somebody to call me and tell me if her new shoes fit or not, because I can't go in and try them on for her. So the staff has to help me with that kind of stuff.
The more I saw it, the more I was like, oh my gosh, this could be a game changer for us, because communication is so key to what we do.
Janice Donald is the executive director of the Lodge.
But when you're trying to communicate with that many people, it can get a little overwhelming.
The Lodge has been using Serenity Engage since December and provides the app free of charge to all its residents and their families. Donald says it's been a godsend during the pandemic.
If a family member sends a message, it pushes through immediately. So I know the minute somebody's put something in there. And so we can either respond right away or get the right person to respond to it right away.
Senior care communities have some of the highest rates of COVID-19 cases in the state and across the country. So far, there are no confirmed cases at the facility, and Donald sends out weekly updates to families through the app.
So there's a lot of isolation for everybody. And so being able to have this communication tool, especially with pictures and the snippets of their daily life, just gives, to me, I'm hoping it gives families a little sense of relief and peace that things are going well.
The app is still a work in progress. Residents often see several providers, like physical therapists, physicians, and home health workers. But not all of them are on the app. This means families are still making several calls to get updates, or facility staff has to pass along the information.
My vision of the perfect world is that if we have all those entities involved in the residents' care, if they're all on the same app, then it's just a one-stop shop. It's not there yet. But I can see that being very beneficial.
Serenity Engage CEO Catherine Wells agrees. The company wants to expand the app's capabilities. This includes increasing provider access and adding features like video and telemedicine.
We'll be talking with our clients as we continue down that road, and they'll help guide us in the right direction.
In the meantime, Nancy Miller is already benefiting. A staff member sent her a photo of her sister Diane seated in a chair bowling.
You know, this was great because she's maintaining her social distance, and I actually couldn't believe that they got her to do this.
Miller is still learning how to use all the features on the app, but says it's a relief to be able to easily check on her sister, especially since senior care communities remain closed to visitors.
I can't be there right now, so it's the next best thing.
And since I first spoke to Miller, she has been able to visit her sister outside of the facility. They were both wearing masks and keeping their distance. Stephanie Daniel, KUNC.